Brendan O'Donovan on Tell Me How, Tell Me Why last week. The week before, we looked at the Barbra Streisand effect. The Streisand effect. They're all available on podcasts, wherever you got your podcasts, on the iRadio app. But today, we look at another effect. And there are some examples in this that we can play along to, just to test ourselves to see, would you agree with the Mandela effect?
Nelson Mandela was born in July 1918. He was a South African anti-apartheid revolutionary and political leader. He was arrested in 1962 and subsequently sentenced to life imprisonment for conspiring to overthrow the state. He would spend 27 years in prison before his release in 1990. He would later serve as president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999. He was the country's first black head of state and the first elected in a fully representative democratic election.
But an odd thing was discovered in 2009, 4 years before his death, by paranormal researcher Fiona Broom. She was a guest speaker at a convention in the US when she was having a conversation backstage. Someone jumped in and
joked, "This conversation reminds me of people who remember Nelson Mandela dying decades ago."
Remember, at this time in 2009, Mandela was still alive.
That got my attention because I was someone who had one of those memories. But I'd never mentioned that memory to anyone else because it seemed so weird, and I'd never found an explanation for it. After that conversation, I spoke with one of my book editors. She suggested that we start a website about it to see if there was much interest. At that time, I thought that odd Mandela memory was one of a kind. Since then, tens of thousands of readers have shared their unexplained memories and theories about them in conversations, emails, and comments at the Mandela Effect website. It turned out that the Nelson Mandela memory was the tip of the iceberg.
A collective misremembering. Or could it be an individual belief that you hold or held?
Today, the phrase Mandela effect usually means any memory, generally something from popular culture, that multiple people recall but cannot find any foundation for in recorded history.
Starting small, let's try one together. That iconic phrase in Forrest Gump. Life, chocolates, you know the one? What does he say?
My mom always said.
If he said, life is like a box of chocolates, it's actually...
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Was like a box of chocolates. A small one, but let's ramp it up. Think of a quotable phrase out of Star Wars. Does Luke, I am your father, come to mind? If it does, welcome to the Mandela Effect.
No.
Darth Vader actually said, "No, I am your father." He never said, "Luke, I am your father."
It's not true.
Final one for now. How does the song "We Are the Champions" by Queen end? What are the final lyrics? What are the final notes? What is said? That's how the song ends. Freddie Mercury does not end it with "Of the World." Yes, it's included earlier in the song, but that's actually how it finishes. If you were singing along with me, "Of the World," you're not alone. But it never actually finished that way in the official release. Sorry if you now question everything you have ever believed in. But now you know, the Mandela Effect. And that's how it ends.
I really want to sing "Of the World."
And you can do. But Mandela Effect. People are waiting for it and they're like, "Oh, is this a recut? Is this an updated version?" The song never actually ended with "Of the World." Mandela Effect. Now, there are some more pointers because in Live Aid, if you watch the performance, that's how it finished. "Of the World" is mentioned throughout the song. But if you were to ask 100 people, how does this end? I would imagine 95 to 99 would say off the world, but that's how it ends. There are other examples. Fruit of the Loom, if you can remember the logo.
Yeah, vaguely.
Is there something in the background of that? Can you describe it?
Is it not more like a basket of fruit or something?
Yeah. Is there a basket behind it?
I don't think so. No.
There is a phenomenon with the Fruit of the Loom logo where everyone thinks there's a cornucopia behind the fruit.
Okay.
It looks like a brown, long, horned basket.
Right, okay.
But it was never actually in the logo. Mandela effect. Warping your brain. For those who hadn't been aware of the Mandela effect before today, more examples for you. The Laughing Cow.
Okay.
You know the cheese?
Yeah.
Does the Laughing Cow have a bull ring in its nose or not?
No, it has a little earring though. Like a little not a tag, but you know, something in the ear.
That is correct. But Ruby's putting forward the Mandela effect. A lot of people believe that the Laughing Cow logo always had a nose ring because
Right, okay. We
associate nose rings with bulls and cows. It never did. And if you ask someone, oh, what colour was the nose ring? The majority will say golden. There's a Mandela effect for you.
Like the simplest of things, stuff that we never even think to question.
I know. Marquita with Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. What is said to the mirror on the wall?
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
But it is not.
What? No, you can't take this
but
away from me.
It was not.
What?
In the original Snow White and the Seven Dwarves from 1937, the OG, what was said was...
Magic mirror on the wall.
Oh, for God's sake.
Who is the fairest one of all?
Now, you can be forgiven for that because subsequent releases, redos, even in Shrek... Mirror, mirror on the wall is said, but in the OG, the original transcript and print, it is...
Magic mirror on the wall.
Not mirror, mirror on the wall. Mandela effect.
Everything you think you know is wrong.
There is loads more. Do you want to hear about E.T.? What does E.T. say when he is on about communicating? I can't give you a full phrase.
E.T. phone home?
Does E.T. say phone home? Or does he say...
E.T. home phone.
E.T. home phone. Yes.
E.T. home phone.
Problem with that as well, that the characters afterwards do say E.T. phone home, but E.T. himself or itself, I don't know, does E.T. identify sexually? E.T.
home phone. Like, that's... No, who's responsible for twisting things round, getting them wrong, and getting them into popular culture?
Us and our brains.
We're all wrong.
We're all wrong. Trust nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I don't even know if you're a fanool anymore. I shouldn't have brought this up today. I thought we were being educational, but instead we're warping our little brains into mush, trying to think. I wonder, questioning my beliefs, it's difficult, isn't it?
It's particularly fascinating around films. Because, yeah, there's... Like, if you turn around now, and start saying to me, well, actually, about 50% of the Father Ted quotes we've been saying are actually translated wrong.
Maybe I will have to sit down at the weekend and go through every single Father Ted episode and see is the Mandela effect in there too.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Laura. Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.